This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It may have been a while since you walked under the giant yellow price tag that is the sign for Best Buy. Like many brick-and-mortar consumer electronics stores, the company has been hurt by Amazon. But when Best Buy announces earnings today, some are expecting good news because it's refocused its efforts on e-commerce, Conrad Wilson reports.
Traditional retailers like Best Buy are trying to take back what they've lost from e-tail companies like Amazon and Overstock.com.
What we're seeing at a higher level is just unfettered competition in the retail space.
That's the University of Washington's Jake Thornock. He says Best Buy and others want to change customer behavior.
There was sort of this fragmented perception that consumers would always go towards an online-only company if they wanted to make an online purchase.
But Ravi Bapna at the University of Minnesota says it's tough to compete against a digitally sophisticated company like Amazon.
Best Buy, being a traditional company, you know, I don't think it has that mindset or has that infrastructure digitally to be at that level of sophistication right now.
One benefit for the Best Buys of the world is that more states now charge sales tax to online retailers. But Bapna says that's a short-term win at best. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.